Eat in a pod, get haircut in a mask, Europe's lockdown takes strange turn. By Kurt Zindelka on May 18, 2020. European cities have begun lifting lockdown restrictions for business after months of quarantine. But scenes taking place across the continent depict a new normal that would have seemed alien to people in pre-coronavirus Europe. On Monday, Italy began to ease its lockdown measures, some 2 months after the country became the epicenter for the coronavirus in Europe. Italians were finally allowed to frequent cafes, restaurants, shops, and bars after months of quarantine. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said that the country had to accept the risk that coronavirus cases may spike again, or Italy would not recover economically. "We're facing a calculated risk in the knowledge that the contagion curve may rise again," said Conte. "We have to accept it, otherwise we will never be able to start up again," he added. The scenes that unfolded on the first day were markedly different than pre-coronavirus Italy. Socially distanced gondola rides in Venice, makeshift plexiglass pod-style restaurant seating in Milan, and masked hairdressers in Rome were all witnessed on Monday. The chief executive of Milan's Rinascente department store, Pierluigi Cocchini, told the Evening Standard that his store will be taking extra precautions in opening up. Guards will track the number of customers in the store at a time through an app, and clothes that were tried on in changing rooms will be quarantined for a day before being restocked on the shelves. "It won't be business as usual given all the protocols, but this is the new normal for now and we have to accept it," Cocchini said. Hairdressers, in particular, have been given strict guidelines by the Italian government, which has banned the reading of magazines and said that it is advisable to hold conversations with the customer through the mirror and carry out the procedures while remaining behind the customer in all possible circumstances. Elsewhere in Europe, Ireland has begun opening up its golf courses and garden centers. Health Minister Simon Harris said that if the country can get the next 3 weeks right, we as a country will find a way to live safely alongside the virus. Greece, meanwhile, has opened the Acropolis and other archaeological sites to the public, with stickers and glass barriers separating tourists. Spain and Portugal have both begun easing lockdown restrictions as well. Countries across Europe are desperate to open up their economies, with the European Union is facing a historic recession as a result of the lockdown measures introduced to stem the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. Earlier this month, the European Commission predicted that the bloc as a whole will face a 7.4% loss in GDP in 2020 as a result of the pandemic. Both the depth of the recession and the strength of the recovery will be uneven, conditioned by the speed at which lockdowns can be lifted, the importance of services like tourism in each economy and by each country's financial resources, said the EU's Commissioner for Economy, Paolo Gentiloni. Countries like Italy, Greece, and Spain are expected to see 9% declines in their economies, the Commission warned. Follow Kurt on Twitter @KurtZindelka.